we go to Brianna Kahn. She is Public Information Officer for the County of Sonoma. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Waterlogged. How are you?
We're doing pretty well in the EOC.
All right. Very good. The Emergency Operations Center, which went into play yesterday morning at 8 o'clock. How long do you intend to stay open?
We're still working on assessing impacts from the storm. So I think we're anticipating maybe being operational through this afternoon, early this afternoon.
Yeah, because we've still got some roadways underwater, for one thing.
And, yes.
But let me ask you, Brianna, about the advisory evacuation notice that was issued yesterday afternoon for folks who lived along the lower parts of the Russian River. Is that still in play?
It is. It'll be in play until 10 p.m. tonight when the river will reach below flood level.
Very good. And I know that there are updated numbers in terms of the level of the Russian River this morning, and they look to be pretty good news.
Yeah, definitely. We're seeing the Russian River starting to recede, so that's good news. But we are asking our residents and our folks driving to be mindful. Roads are still going to be flooded. If you see signs, please adhere to those signs. Don't try to drive through those flooded roadways. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, I want to know who came up originally with the slogan, turn around and don't drown. That's what I want to know.
I think it honestly was National Weather Service, but don't quote me on that.
Okay. You missed it by a few minutes, so I will definitely not quote you on that. Are there any other concerns as far as the Emergency Operations Center is concerned?
No. One thing that we do want residents to keep in mind, especially in our burn scar areas, is there's still the potential for debris flow and mudslides. So if they see any movement or if they see anything that just doesn't look right, you know, please call us or call 911 and let us know.
Have we had any instances of that during this ferocious rainstorm?
Fortunately, Pat, we have not.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing,
yeah. Considering how much rain we had before and then during this. But better news overall, you know, unless you're one of those people who has to clean up on the lower end of the Russian River, because there's nothing like trying to get rid of that kind of silt.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's very, very challenging. Well, Brianna, thank you very much for being with us this morning, and thanks for carrying some good news.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. We appreciate it. We hope everyone has a great day.
Very good, and happy weekend to you, too. That is Public Information Officer for the County of Sonoma, Brianna Kahn, and the Emergency Operations Center open until 10 o'clock tonight. And when it opened yesterday morning at 8 o'clock, we did not know how long that would be. So good news there. And just updated numbers just after 9 o'clock for the Russian River at the Guerneville Bridge. Let me tell you about those. It is standing at 34.2 feet. So just over 2 feet above flood level at this moment. It's forecast to fall below flood stage of 32 feet by Friday evening, so sometime around 6 or 7 o'clock tonight, and then forecast to fall below monitor stage of 29 feet. That should happen tomorrow morning. Forecast to recede to near 28 feet, so 4 feet below flood stage by late tomorrow morning. So that is very good news indeed.